am so excited for our next two guests. Bethany Van Delft is a comedian who hosts the PBS digital series about the science of parenting called Parental Logic, and she also hosts a podcast for kids about news called The 10 News. Don Will is half of the hip-hop duo Tanya Morgan. Their latest single is called A Whole Mood from their upcoming album, Don and Vaughn. Don Will, Bethany, welcome to Ask Me Another.
Hey.
Hi.
So wait a second. So I know you, obviously, Bethany, I know you from many shows, comedy way back. Don Will, I know you from comedy shows in New York.
Yep.
Whole smattering of them. But how do you know each other?
We did a show. I did a show that he was DJing on. And I was deeply in my anxiety. And so I don't know what happened. I think I performed, I'm not sure. And then I went upstairs, everybody went upstairs and had drinks. And while I was gripping my highball glass, just trying to get the drink to shoot into my face so I could feel okay, there was music on in the background. I believe it was Chaka Khan and it was Papillon. And
it
that
was.
Just, it calmed my heart. It calmed me and it, like, Chaka was like, get out of here, anxiety. And I was like, oh, Sean Papillon. And I don't even know if those are the words or not. And then another song came on and another song. It was like the soundtrack of my life. And then I was happy and I was calm. And I looked over, Don Will spinning. He's looking right at me. And I was like, oh, you saw that, Auntie, over in the corner, bouncing, singing the wrong French words to Papillon. And you're like, check this out, Auntie. And I was like, okay, I see you. Thank you.
So the DJ side of that story is that usually when we're DJing, we find a person that that's really vibing out, and we're like, I'm DJing for her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Like, especially if it's just a room full of people casually milling about and like there's nobody really paying attention. You just find that person that's like into it. So I was like, oh, she likes it. So I was playing like that vein of songs and I say, show some Papillon. I don't know what they're saying, but I say, show some. I don't even know if Papillon is.
Show some Papillon.
I like that.
But show some butterfly, man.
Show some butterfly.
So after the show ended, we all ended up upstairs in the little thing indoors and we were just kind of like hanging out. And her question did get kind of like deep. I don't remember what the question was, but the funny thing about me is that I live for the deep. Like, I'm the person that it's like meeting me at a party is kind of weird because I'm like, so what's the most stressful thing about your life right now? Like, I just want to know.
Yeah.
There's no like conversation with me. So it was just kind of like,
like,
I was like,
meant to be friends.
Yeah. I was like, I see something in her.
I'm like, oh my God, let me tell you. The galaxy is expanding, but no one knows how fast.
And Bethany, you know, we've shared many a stand-up stage, but you also, you host a digital series on PBS about the science of parenting, parental logic.
Mm-hmm. I don't do the science part, but yes.
Yeah, but you're there to, you absorb the science part. As a parent, help me. Is there anything, any?
No, as a parent, there's nothing you can do. It helps to have a pediatrician friend that you can text. Just keep it all in one text. Don't use texting as punctuation. Yeah, that helps. You have no idea how many times I've texted Alok and been like, oh my God, is this a thing? And then he's chill. He's a guru. He's like, she's going to figure this out. And I'm not going to respond so I don't embarrass her. And then he gives me enough time to figure it out. And then I text him back and go, figured it out. And then he texts right away, I knew you would.
Aww, that's nice at the end. There's no reprimanding. It's just like, good for you. I believe in you. It's just an I believe in you.
You can do this.
Okay. Don Will, I was just thinking that obviously I haven't seen you on stage for a while, but you have a new album coming out. You've created some content.
I do. The album's titled Don and Vaughn. So it's just... We're the guys behind the rap group named after a fictitious woman. Like, it's kind of like letting the facade down a little.
Okay.
And the first single is called A Whole Mood featuring Jack Davy from J. Davy fame. And yeah, it's just a song talking about discovering what we love and hate about ourselves and deciding, like, you know, everybody's making do and pushing through.
Yes.
That's my little campaign slogan. Making do and pushing through. Vote for Tanya Morgan.
That is so good.
Amazing.
All right. Well, let's play some games.
Yes.
So here's how this works. You get to work together in this one. And Jonathan Colton is going to sing you the clues in the game called Other Aughts.
Yes, this is the latest in our award-eligible series of decade-themed music parodies about history. We rewrote popular songs from the 2000s, a.k.a. the aughts, to make them about things from the aughts of other centuries. So the 1900s, the 1800s, going all the way back to year zero. So to earn full credit, just tell me what I'm singing about, or tell me the song that I'm parodying, or the artist who made it famous. And then for extra credit, there's a bonus point. You can guess what century's aughts the thing comes from.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right, here we go. It's got hammers and strings. Alicia Keys plays it. It's got black and white keys. Billy Joel plays it. It can be grand or upright. Red Charles plays it. Though we couldn't reach the pedals, Keyboard Cat played it. Meow, meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow.
I know what it's about.
All right.
Piano.
A piano? That is correct.
It is Beyonce put a ring on it.
Yeah, Beyonce Single Ladies. That's right. Well done. For a bonus point, can you tell me, when do you think the first piano appeared?
Beethoven was out here playing the piano. So yeah, we know the piano existed in
at
Beethoven's.
At least in the
1700s. 1700s. So, I'm very bad with years.
Let's 1600s.
Let's go with 1600s.
I feel like they started with harpsichord, and then when people were like, ging, 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 ging,
too much
somebody, harpsichord. Yeah, somebody was like, yo, yo, hang on, hang on. How about this? And then it was like, and it was piano.
Someone also was like, we need something to fall on cartoon characters.
Right, harpsichords aren't heavy enough. Nobody's going to buy it. You're very close. It actually is the 1700s. Okay. When pianos first arrived on the scene, but your description of the history is correct. There were other keyboard instruments before the harpsichord, the clavichord, all these other things. And the piano, the thing about the piano was that you could play loudly or softly on it because it has these hammers. And the way the mechanism works, you can hit it softly or loudly. And it was called the pianoforte, meaning soft loud.
Yeah. I like it. My new name is Pianoforte.
That's a dope rap name. Piano Forte. It really is.
I like it.
All right, here's another one. Tried to start the getaway car, but it won't go. I should have fled, but my phone is dead. Oh no. Electricity. Lack of it is screwing me. Without this little power source now, my life is gonna blow.
Okay, it's about a phone charger.
That's actually a good guess. We're actually looking for a battery. I'll give it to you, because that's basically we're onto the power thing. But battery is what we're looking for.
And it is Amy Winehouse.
That's right, Amy Winehouse, Rehab.
A jam.
It is absolutely a jam. For a bonus point, can you tell me in which century's aughts did Alessandro Volta invent the first true battery?
1800s?
Oh, that's right.
Nice.
In the aughts of the 1800s, that's right. It was known as the Voltaic Pile, which is another fantastic rap name.
The Voltaic Pile. That's the name of the album.
I feel like that's a punk band.
Yeah,
don't you think? Voltaic Pile. Maybe hardcore.
So Alessandro Volta, so volts are named after Volta?
Amazing. That's right.
That's how you do that. You gotta get famous first.
You gotta invent a thing.
I can't wait for Ophies. What are Ophies gonna be?
Measurements of fatigue.
There you go. How are you doing? How are you doing today? I'm all right. I mean, I feel like 11 or 8 Ophies.
That sounds perfect.
11 or 8. I can't even say numbers in order.
11 or 8 is excellent.
My mouth said that without my permission.
That means you are actually at 2 Ophies.
That's right. You're at about 2 or 3
You're
Ophies.
Overestimating your Ophies.
All right, here's another one. I use you when I need to emphasize titles of books, films, and albums. You kind of look like cursive to my eyes. Push the font to the right. Don't you know that you're slanted?
I know it.
Let's do it together.
Okay, on the count of three. One, two, three.
Italics.
Italics is correct. That's right.
Yes.
And the song? Did you recognize the song?
I did recognize the song. Did you, Bethany?
I sure did.
On the count of three, let's do it again. Artist and
okay,
song.
Okay, let's do it.
One, two, three. Britney Spears. Toxic.
Yes. That was good. That was good.
And for a bonus point, can you tell me in what centuries, aughts, were italics first used?
I want to go with, I'm going to get specific, late 1700s, early 1800s.
Ooh.
Very specific, but incorrect. Much, much earlier, in fact.
Oh. I like all the detail, but here's the truth.
It was in the 1500s, in the aughts of the 1500s. According to Britannica, italics were first invented by a printer in Venice, who wanted to emulate the look of informal handwriting.
Hmm. Wow. 1500s?
Okay. Yeah.
They were out here fonting in 1500s?
Out here in these streets, fonting it up.
That's crazy. I thought it was just...
They were like, it's going to be called Leany. And Italo was like, no, it's Italo. I'm Italo. I made it up. This is called italics.
All right, here's another one. Mass is like energy's true brother. They can change into each other. Square the light speed and you'll be finer. In this equation from Einsteiner. Ein. From Albert Einsteiner. Steiner. Ein.
That's Riri.
Yes.
Rihanna.
It is Riri, that's right.
Rihanna.
The song
Umbrella.
Is...
Mm-hmm. And you know what I was singing about?
I want to say energy.
Energy. It is, actually. It is Einstein's
theory.
Einstein's equation, energy equals E equals.
MC squared.
MC squared, that's right. The theory of special relativity.
And just so you know, if you would have said general relativity, we would have said no.
Oh, I thought
totally
you
different
that.
Theory.
Yeah, that's 10 years later.
Yeah, that's just who your cousins and aunts and uncles are. Like that's general relativity.
If she's older than that, and she's known your mother more than 30 years, she is an aunt.
That's right.
True indeed.
Yeah, that's the rule. For a bonus point, in what century's aughts did Albert Einstein first publish the theory of special relativity? 1900s, that's right. Exact year was 1905.
Just like yesterday.
All right. All right, this is the last one. It's me at the zoo, or Charlie biting someone's finger. Just upload and watch, yeah. Thanks to you, we all saw. Will it blend? Got Rick rolled.
You got a guess?
Yes.
Go.
Kelly Clarkson, since you've been gone. Oh, I'm sorry. You first.
No, that's good. You're right. Kelly Clarkson, since you've been gone.
Yeah, because I didn't know the song at all, so thank you. Like
Teamwork.
I could hear it, but I couldn't place it. But I think it's about YouTube.
It is about YouTube. Yeah, that is correct.
When you said Charlie biting the finger, that was when I lost it. I lost it.
Right. You were brought back to that moment of watching that.
Yeah, I think about that video at least once a week and laugh.
For a bonus point, in what century's aughts was the first YouTube video, Me at the Zoo, uploaded?
I feel like it was 2000s.
Yeah, it was the 2000s.
That is correct.
Well done. I know. It was like for a brief second, you're like, but was it?
Oh, God, was it 1900s?
I don't know.
More with Bethany and Don Will after the break, plus from Better Call Saul and The Mandalorian, I'll talk to TV bad guy Giancarlo Esposito. This interview will blow you away. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.